Nicole, what kinds of hopes and aspirations did you have when you came to Canada, and how has the lack of fulfillment affected you?
Well, I came to Canada when I was 14, so I was still a kid, just excited, I'm going to a new country, you know, stuff like that. When I got here, the opportunities was great because I had access to things that I couldn't have back then. But then, as time goes by, and I realize in North America, as soon as you turn 18, you become an adult. So you have to sort of do things for your own. And I've been through a lot, but I think that's what made me stronger. And now I've been in situations where, like, the housing issue, I mean, you get bullied in there, and then eventually you get evicted out of there, like they want to evict you, and you have no choice, and you have two kids. So what do you do? Do you go in the shelter system, or do you fight your way? So for me, I had to fight my way to resolve everything. In the outcome, it worked out well. And I think that's what pushed me more to be a community worker, because in that sense, I want to pretty much advocate for people who basically has been in my situation where they've been wrongfully evicted and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's what kind of get me here.
How concerned are you about the long-term effects on your children, particularly their emotional and their physical well-being as a result of growing up in poverty?
You try not to let them see as much, but it's hard because it's there. Mm-hmm. It's in their face. They know when things change. They might be young, but they can tell because their situation is like, okay, why can't I have that? Or you used to give me this, and how come you're saying you don't have money to buy this? So they are aware, and as parents, we have to try our best to do what we can. You know, I mean, some people would just, like, some people are not as fortunate as I am to just get up and say, you know what, I'm not going to be on welfare. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And some people, they don't have a choice. They just have to just stay there. And it is hard. But what do you do? Mm-hmm. You know?
What one thing could the government do to help you the most? If there was one thing that the government could do, what would that be? If you can speak up for me. Thanks.
Raising the rates, I guess, will...
Social assistance rates?
Yeah, and also... making $10 for the
minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
How stressful is it living month to month or maybe even week to week? I mean, I'm sometimes the last week of the month must be incredibly stressful as you've just about run out of money and waiting for that next check. How stressful is that for you to live like that consistently?
Yeah, it makes me worry a lot. And it's very uncomfortable.
Do you feel you'll ever escape that poverty trap?
I have a hope, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I will.
It takes a lot of motivation, you know, to get up and get out there and do stuff. Like, you have to be motivated. You got to have a goal. You got to know what you want. Otherwise, you'll just get sucked in. Mm-hmm. And once you sucked in, that's it. It's like... you just can't get out because they put you in a situation where it's like, okay, we're going to give you this amount a month, but you're not allowed to save anything above 5,000. Because if you save anything above 5,000, that means you get cut off.
Exactly.
So it's like, what do you do? Mm-hmm. You know? And it's hard. And
are you concerned that your children one day may drop out of school so that they can buy the kinds of things that you can't give them so that they can attain a lifestyle that they'd like to, or because they simply can't afford to go to college or university? You worried about that?
Oh, of course, you do, because, I mean, the media, on the other hand, they say one thing, but then again, they, they publicize a lot of things, you know. It's like, so then the kids growing up, all they think about, okay, I want this, this, this. And you don't see they plug in more of the educational piece. Okay, go to school, do this, and then you get this. You know what I mean? So, like, what do? You know, the media is the biggest thing out there, and everyone watches TV, and every kid sees it, and that's what they want. They don't plug more, like, you know, the educational piece that says if you finish high school and you do this and that, you can accomplish that. You know what I mean? They don't show the kids the way to get the stuff. So, of course, I worry. I worry about a lot of stuff. I mean, I have a boy and a girl, you know.
The two of you seem incredibly positive, but do you find that there's a general feeling of hopelessness growing up in an environment where you're surrounded by everyone else who is poor?
Yeah, because then, like I said, it's hard to get out of there. Like, if you're in a neighborhood where everyone is, like, in that, what should I say, that crab in the bucket kind of thing, you know. It's like, how do you come out when everyone else is pulling you back in? You know, you have to have that strong willpower, and if you don't, you just become like everybody else. And it's okay, it's the norm. It's the norm when you live in an environment, it's the norm when you live in a neighborhood where 99% is just sitting there and waiting for that, you know, check to come. But then the one person that decides to get up and do something, then it's like, you know, you start saying, what's going on? Like, it's all negative. Like, you can't get out of it.
What about the stigma? The stigma, I mean, you're stigmatized by the police. You're stigmatized by teachers sometimes. You're stigmatized by the community at large. What role does that play?
It's hard. And I've been stigmatized because, like I said, I was in the housing in the East End. I went through a lot, and all I did was try to evolve myself. And how dare me, as a result of that, I was bullied. And
how so?
Oh boy, emotional bully, like.
Can you give me some specific examples?
I was attacked, like, verbally almost every day for literally getting up and going to school. Going back to school.
Really?
I just become like the odd one because I was the one doing something to better myself. And I mean, it gets to the point where I was threatened. It went on so far to the point where,